Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Richard Abath, guard at Center of Boston Art Museum heist, dies at 57. By Clay Risen, February 29th, 2024, The New York Times.
Richard Abath, a night watchman whose decision to allow two thieves disguised as Boston police officers into the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in 1990 enabled the greatest art heist in history, and one that remains unsolved.
One of the stolen paintings is The Storm on the Sea of Galilee by Rembrandt van Rijn. The painting depicts the biblical event in which Jesus calmed the storm on the Sea of Galilee.
Mr. Abath was not a professional guard. It was at a time when museums were significantly more lax with their security. His decision to let in two robbers disguised as police officers enabled the greatest art theft in history, a crime that again remains unsolved today.
And now, here is Love Song for Richard Abath, written by David H. Rosen, directed by Mila Besson. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March
4th, 2024. Strike the royal!
All hands on deck!
Strike the galleons, top and bottom!
All hands to shorten sail!
Man the pumps, boys! She's a furious sea!
Oh, she's angry, all right. All hands!
We're still at her mercy! Reef the mainsail!
Sir, there's a vessel to starboard, just ahead!
Aye! Adjust the mainsail! With the storm, we can't get too close, sir! Is that
what, sir?
In the boat off starboard. Is that Rembrandt?
Aye, sir, it looks like him.
Aye, it is Rembrandt. Is he painting?
Aye, sir, I do believe he is painting.
In this weather?
Aye, he's got an easel set up and everything.
How does he have time to... Steady as she goes, lads! Neptune will guide us to safety! Batten down the hatches and pray for fair winds!
Can you see what he's painting?
From here, it looks as if he's painting us, sir.
Painting us? Painting us in this storm on the Sea of Galilee. We're doing everything to stay afloat here in your painting. Jesus Christ, Rembrandt. Aye, the storm. Any other ideas?
Sir?
Yes. Any ideas?
You just said it, sir.
What did I say?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, are my questions frustrating you?
No, sir, it's Jesus Christ. He's sleeping at the stern, sir.
Right? Right! What a stroke of luck! How is he still sleeping? Okay, wake him up!
But sir, he's...
Jesus Christ, mate! Wake him up!
Did someone call me? This better be good.
We called all hands on deck, so you should have already been...
You do know who I am, don't you?
Oh! Hey! Is that Rembrandt in that boat over there? Hey, Van Rijn, make sure you get my halo.
I know who you are. Don't you care if we drown?
I mean, there are worse fates than drowning,
okay,
but...
Okay, sure, but can you help us?
Take a leap of faith, man. Have you tried striking the royals and the gallants?
Aye, but...
And reefing the mainsail?
Aye!
And you've said all those other dramatic, sailor-y things about the hatches and Neptune and whatnot?
Yes, we've tried everything.
Okay, dude, watch this. Peace, be still.
Thanks.
No problem.
Raise the mainsail! Onwards! And that's the last thing I remember before.
Before?
Before
It's hard to explain. It was nighttime. The storm had abated as it did every night when the lights went out. Things were calm after Jesus and I righted the ship. It was just another night. And then all of a sudden we heard this ripping sound.
Ripping.
Like a knife cutting through canvas. And then a second later, our entire world was rolled up and put in a tight tube.
A tight tube?
Yeah, like everything went completely dark. We were cut completely out of our world and stuffed into a tube. We'd just weathered this wild storm, and I thought, I'll be remembered as the captain that, through its most horrendous storm, successfully navigated the Sea of Galilee.
Navigated the Sea of Galilee?
Are you doing that on purpose?
On purpose?
Yes. Repeating the last few words I say.
The last few words? Yes, I am doing that on purpose.
Why?
Why?
Hey, do you guys need me for this part?
This part? No, you're free to go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because I'm trying to create awkward silences, which you'll fill in with new information.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? I'm answering your question about why I repeat what you say.
Got it.
Good. Now, can we go over the timeline again?
Sure. We got on the boat a long, long time ago. Jesus was still around, for Christ's sake.
So around the year zero, you'd say?
Aye. And we're sailing, and the weather turned, and it's one of those moments that defines your life. Will I do the right thing? Can I take care of my sailors in charge and shepherd them to safety? Or will I be remembered as the captain of a doomed ship? A doomed ship with Jesus on board, no less.
And then?
It's chaotic, and I'm shouting orders, and all of a sudden it's 1633, and we see Rembrandt, and he's capturing all of this on canvas, and a few seconds later, we got the ship under control. And then it's all a blur.
Until?
Until March 18th, 1990. At 1:24 a.m.
What happened then?
We heard a buzzing.
Bzzz.
The guard letting people in. We heard a brief conversation, and then the next thing we know, we're rolled up into a tube.
And how did you get here?
I don't know. I really don't.
And where's your ship?
It's probably still in the tube with my sailors.
So you're saying if we ever find storm on the Sea of Galilee, the ship will be there, the sailors will be there, but you'll be missing in the picture? Everyone will be there but you?
Me and Jesus, probably. I'd bet he got out too. But my crew...
Listen, that painting, it's too famous to sell, and it's too fragile to stay rolled up in a tube. So if you have any idea where it is, you might as well...
I do not know where it is! I would never have abandoned my ship!
Of course you wouldn't have. Now tell me about the guards.
We got to know the guards pretty well over the years. Randy was patrolling the interior, and Richard, he went by Rick, was at the front desk. Rick had walked by earlier when he was on patrol, but he was at the desk when the thieves showed up. They did look like cops, they really did. So he buzzed them in.
Bzzz.
And then it all went sideways.
Sideways?
I was a ship captain, and my ship is lost at sea. That's how I'll be remembered. And Rick? Poor, poor Rick.
What about Rick?
Think about the worst thing you've done. The worst decision you've ever made. Maybe it was something that only impacted you, like stepping off a curb without looking or not returning a phone call in time. Maybe it impacted you and a few people around you, like missing a stop sign or moving your family to the wrong city. Or maybe it impacted a generation, like letting the wrong person get on a plane or dropping a vial in a lab. Maybe you had time to think about it and still made the mistake, or maybe it was a split-second decision. Maybe you buzzed two thieves dressed as cops into the Gardner Museum at 1:24 a.m. on March 18th, 1990.
Bzzz.
And for 34 years, lived in the shadow of that moment. Maybe you deprived the world of some works by Dutch masters because you had too much faith in people to do the right thing. But Richard, Rick, Abath, You were more than that moment, weren't you? You were a 23-year-old kid who took a job working the night shift at a museum after dropping out of Berklee College of Music. You were in a band with your roommates. And
sure, I like to drink and smoke. And honestly, I listened to those fake cops because I had tickets to see the Grateful Dead the next night, and I didn't want any trouble.
You became a teacher's aide. You had two kids, got married. You moved to Brattleboro, Vermont. You uploaded a truly terrible cover of Stevie Wonder's I Wish to SoundCloud. And for the rest of your life, no matter how many interrogations and interviews you sat for, people believed you knew more about the heist than you let on.
So even if they get the paintings back, they'll never be the same. And I feel horrible about that. I don't want to be remembered for this alone. I'd like to be remembered for the good things I've done. I'm a husband, I'm a father of two really cool kids, but they're saying it's $500 million worth of artwork. And ultimately, I'm the one who made that decision to buzz them in. It's the kind of thing most people don't have to learn to cope with. It's like doing penance. It's always there.
Maybe you did know more than you let on. Maybe you made other mistakes. Maybe you've made a lifetime's worth of excellent decisions. The right note to play, the best item on the menu, the perfect gift, a quiet life in a quiet town. We all make grave mistakes, and we all do just the right thing, don't we? And either way, you've moved on, right?
Did you know more, Rick? And if not, don't you want to know who's behind all of this?
I seem to be the only one who's not trying to figure it out. And that mainly comes down to, I'm glad to be alive.
This has been Love Song for Richard Abath, written by David H. Rosen, directed by Mila Besson. Featuring Mila Besson, Artemis Zara Gutekin, and Layli Rohani. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 4th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. Like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook. And you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.